Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome all of my guests to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone. As you know, and my great friend Blake announced me, this is Teresa, and I hope you grabbed a cup of coffee and you sit with me for a little bit of time to reflect on this year, to just thank each and every one of you for listening and just have a moment with God. As I opened with a song, just the words hallelujah, they mean so much to me. I haven't shared what had happened before my dad had passed away, and it's not the story for today, but I will share a little bit first before I talk about trust. And who do we trust through it all? We're going to trust God through it all, but let's talk about what happened. It was August. I don't know exactly what day, but I know it was before the 13th of August. My father was dying in 2020, not because of COVID, because he had three different bouts of cancer. And one night, it was late. I really don't know how late it was, but my dad all of a sudden told me he saw some stairs, and I did not know what to say, and they were leading upward. I didn't know if he was dying. I didn't know what was going to happen. But what I can tell you is I trusted in the Lord for whatever was going to happen. My dad believed, and I knew that he was going to heaven, as he did, as all of our family did. But all of a sudden, I got the breath to start singing hallelujah. It was not, I am not a singer by far of any great magnitude, but I sang hallelujah. And that was the only words that resonated out of my mouth for a good 30 to 35 minutes. I even tried to stop. And when I stopped, my dad, not saying much, had said, "What are you doing? Why are you stopping?" I was like, "You've got to be kidding me." My father, if he was really here with us, and I think he was visiting back and forth the realm of heaven and back, he would have been like, "Please stop. You're breaking all the windows." He would have made a joke, but he loves his daughter. Instead, he told me to keep going. So I did keep going, and my throat was starting to hurt, but everything was great. All of a sudden, as I was getting louder and louder and did not know what was coming over me, I was just thinking to myself and praying, "Okay, God, this must be the angels asking me to do this." I had no idea what was going to happen next, if he was going to pass away, or if I was just somehow praising God and just letting angels come in the room. That's what I'm always going to believe. That's what I'm always going to think. I love my dad as best as I could. I am his oldest daughter, and I know no matter what happened in my life with him and my family, he ultimately does love his daughter. He loves all his children. So either way, I sung for a good 30 to 45 minutes with my throat hurting. And then all of a sudden, the little bit, because I have no sight left, if you do not know, I'm visually impaired, I'm blind at this point in time. Well, I don't see total blackness, but I see a little bit. Anyways, my dad, I saw with a little bit of my hand, he raised his hand up, 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 and I got louder and louder and louder as my throat was hurting, but I knew that I was doing this for the blessings of the Lord, you know, for whatever was in the room to celebrate his life and just praising with a hallelujah. The next thing I know, as he raised his hand up higher and higher, he dropped it. So then I stopped singing, thinking, okay, am I allowed to stop? What will he say? And all of a sudden, as he couldn't utter much words out of his mouth because he was back and forth in a realm that we knew the time was coming, he said, "How beautiful, how beautiful that was." And I smiled and tears started falling from my eyes. Just thanking God for the moment that I can always remember singing a hallelujah with my cracked and horrible voice to my father. Whatever it did within the other realms, I'm so grateful that God gave me that time. As I'm so grateful for other times that I had with my father, the best that they could be. So today, as I tell that little story, I tell it. I don't know why I tell it today. I don't know why it came up. I don't know why I started with a hallelujah. It's just what God brought to my spirit. But what I do need to let you know is Romans 8 and 28 says that pretty much that he'll make everything right when things are wrong. I'm paraphrasing. You'll have to go look up that verse. However, I need you to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what life brings, no matter who comes and leaves your life, the one thing I can always tell you, the one thing I try to share with you each and every day, all throughout whatever I'm doing, please, please, please open your Bible, read it the best you can, search for what God needs for you to do, search what God is telling you, because he ultimately loves you. You are the son or daughter of a king, and he loves you dearly. No matter what you're going through, he is going to walk you through it. Don't believe the lies of this world when they say there is no God, when they shun God from everywhere. Please take that mustard seed of faith and believe, because he really is working towards everything that is good. Yes, bad things happen. Yes, life is hard. Yes, there's struggles everywhere. You've heard me talk about my struggles, but I need to share with you, he's a good, good father. If you're a parent and you have children, you know you want the best for your children. You know you'll do almost anything for your children. Well, God is doing the same for you and your children and your grandchildren and children even after that. And I know it's hard to see because with, you know, you have to have faith, and it just takes a small mustard seed of faith. But sit today and have a word with God and let him into your heart if you don't. If you do, you know the glories, but you know the struggles. But again, he never promised that it would be easy here on earth. God never said it would be easy. In fact, I always tell you guys to sit with your Bible, sit and be still with your words and talk to your God, and God will show up just the way you need to. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe he had a son. I do believe that Mary was the one who was the virgin who had Jesus. I don't give any extra credit to Mary other than she was a good woman who God trusted her with his son and the birth of his son. I think she's holy. I think she's got a good place. But what I think we need to always remember was when Jesus was born, he was born for one purpose. God put him here so that we could see that we could not follow the rule, and that there was more to happen in this world, and that Jesus just wanted to share the good news. And every time he did a miracle, as you can see in the book of Mark, he left that area because he didn't not want to do miracles, but he was here more so to talk about the Father. And then when he left, he also gave us the Holy Spirit so we can have three parts to God: the Father, who created everything, the Son, who showed us really who the Father is to take away our sins when we couldn't follow the law, and the Holy Spirit, who we have today inside us, who helps guide us and really gives us what we need when we can't move on. I know there's more to that, but that's how I see it. And I'm not a biblical scholar, but that's how I want to share it. And that's how I believe that God wants me to share it with you. So please sit with your Bible today. Ask God what he needs you to do. Ask him, you know, how you can better your life with him in it, and ask him for the forgiveness of the sins, because Jesus died many, many years ago for us so that we can be forgiven for today, for tomorrow's sins. I can say so much more about that, but the most honorable thing I can say is no matter what struggles I go through, no matter how hard it is, I will always glorify his name, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Father, Abba. So that is not really why I came on today, but it's apparently what God wanted me to share. He wanted me to share about my dad. He wanted me to share about the goodness of his son and the Holy Spirit, who we have to talk to us when we don't know, when we can sit in that still quiet room and sit still and just ask for the Holy Spirit to come in here, you know, and listen to him. God will bring it to you right on time as you need, no matter what you're going through. Today, I just need to tell you, trust that process. Whatever that process is, whatever the struggle is, know that he's a good, good father. Like I said, Romans 8, 28 shares that he'll get you through it. He has not made a way that he has not made for you to get through it. It's just in his timing, in his perfect timing. I love each and every one of you, and that's all I wanted to share. As another year unfolds, please sit with the Father before it's too late. sit and just pray, as we always can do. I thank each and every one of you throughout the years for listening. I thank all that God has given me, and I just hope to be stronger and share more of my podcast in the next year. But it's whatever God shares with me to share with you. I truly am a God girl through and through. I may not be perfect in what I say, but I know my beliefs in the Lord are totally true and real. And I just want you to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what, have faith, a mustard seed of faith. He'll get you through that hard time. He'll get you through it. He promises that, but in His timing, for His glory. And I'm so thankful it's during His timing and not mine. Because sometimes when I pray and I think this is what I want, I'm so grateful for non-answered prayers. And I need you to see that as well. Times are tough. Times are getting harder. But just remember, that still small voice, at any time you can sit there and pray, and He will come through in His timings, in His time. Okay, guys, another episode, one and done. Thank you for listening. Romans 8:28 is where we sit today. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I hope your year ends with a bang, because God, no matter what you're going through, is there, will be there for you, and loves you so, so very much. May God bless you, and I'll see you next year. And always thank you to all my listeners for listening and keeping me in your prayers. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed, But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gafante. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.